By the way, the reason their stock price zoom is that they assume that the public is going to pay for almost all the damage PG&E has created. And it's a joke when Gavin Newsom says PG&E should pay for all its damages, and including when the power goes out, they should pay for all the damage caused. You know, you lose your meter, your grandma's oxygen machine went off and you lost grandma, and if you're an ice cream store, your inventory's on the floor. But he said, oh, you PG&E should pay. Oh, really? No shirt, Sherlock.
You can say shit.
He is in charge of the California Public Utility Commission. This is his agency. Okay. And I had this. I worked with other governors like Governor Dick Celeste of Ohio. And I'll never forget when Governor Mario Cuomo of New York, at first opposed to the takeover of the power company. And I said, take responsibility for your public utility commission. And, governor of Ohio has done. So these guys have got to take charge of their utility commissions that will whip these people into line. But the thing is, so it's not that he should be asking. He should be going, ordering his public utilities commission to take this action, or he says, or I will replace you all. Not have a big mouth like the current chairwoman, who has a big mouth but has done absolutely nothing. Nothing. And you can't do anything because the company is bankrupt. So when you say, Mr. Gavin, they ought to pay, with whose money? It's the public's money. Unless you get rid of this company. And the only way that that's going to happen, you take over the company, and the bondholders have got to take a big hit here. And the bondholders include Paul the Vulture Singer is the main guy holding the bonds of this company. And there's a dangerous character in this mix right now too. And what the governor is doing is making this guy rich.